Then we have the story here of the paralytic in Capernaum that was healed. And it came to pass, verse 17, on a certain day as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And this is when they let this man down through the roof. Mark tells us that, and Matthew tells us that. Mark has the longest story of anyone on it, and he gives the briefest gospel. And you remember I elaborated on it there, and I won't hear. But another wonderful miracle of our Lord, and he healed this man. And he healed him because these four men brought him into his presence where they could get him where the poor fellow could hear, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." And it was a wonderful, wonderful word that came to this man. A lot of people today, friends, are not going to get the message unless you're just going to have to get at the corner of a stretcher, because these people are paralyzed today, paralyzed by sin, paralyzed by so many other things that this world holds for them. Some of them are paralyzed by prejudice, and some are paralyzed by indifference. And they're never going to hear Jesus say to them, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee," unless you get at the corner of a stretcher and bring them. You see, all these incidents here reveal the fact the Lord Jesus is trying to get over to us that we're to get this message out today. That's the reason we're on radio. We want to get the word out today. Hope you'll stand at the corner of a stretcher with us, because, you know, one man can't carry a stretcher. You've got to have four men at least. And I can use a few more men on this stretcher of getting the word out today. That's our business, friends. We need to get the word of God out. I'm not promoting anything. I'm not running an orphan's home for stray cats up in the Aleutian Islands. Don't send me any money for the stray cats, because I'm not doing that. But if you want to help with radio, that's a different thing. We're trying to get the word of God out by radio. That's our business. That's the way I interpret our business. By the way, that's our business. Nothing else is our business. Now, that's this incident.